This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carol Reiberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Well, welcome and thank you for joining me. I'm your host, Medical Intuitive Carol Reiberger. And today I decided, you know, I think we need to have two conversations with Carol's show in the month of February because the energy is so dynamic, so fiery, and our backsides are telling us, do it now, do it now, do it now. But, of course, that means clarity. So I thought, you know, I'm just going to open it up. I'm going to talk about the energy, as I always do with the conversations with Carol's show. But I also want to take your calls. So I figured, gosh, twice in 1 month, I'll just open the phone lines up. So if you have a question for me about what's happening energetically, I understand we just came out of Mercury retrograde. I'm always so thankful when I hear that because while I'm not really sure exactly what that means in depth, I just know that whenever Mercury decides to go in retrograde, it's like moving forward is difficult. Communication, OMG, I'm not sure what happens around that. Trying to get clear on our thoughts, it's just like, you know, Mercury's up there just kind of stirring the pot mentally and emotionally and communication-wise for all of us. So I understand that Mercury retrograde is gone and be gone. And but the energy this month is really, really a very fiery, pivotal energy. So I thought, well, let's talk about that. And then again, let me take your calls. So if you have a question for me about the energy and then also how it's been affecting you, or you have a question about your health or your life or even your relationships, because those are part of the process of what we're working on, you can call me at 877-230-3062. That number is good in the U.S. and Canada for Canadian callers. And then also international callers, same thing, except dial your international calling code and then 877-230-3062. Also want to remind you that if you're interested in participating in my February free giveaway, which is a copy of my book, an autographed copy of my book, Love, What's Personality Got to Do with It? This book is full of information on how personalities define love, the differences in how they define love, how they view intimacy, what they need from a relationship that gives them that heartfelt connection. Just rich with information that can help you keep those lines of communication open when you don't see the eye to eye or when Mercury's in there doing that retrograde stuff. But it's all about how do you understand your partner, your significant other, your spouse, and really understand how each color has their own needs in order to feel that the relationship is personally rewarding and fulfilling for not only themselves, but for you as well. So if you're interested in winning this book, you can visit my website at www.ritberger.com and then click on the pop-up that comes up on the homepage, or you can go to the very top of the homepage and click on the Enter to Win icon. And what that'll do is just share your email address and then you're all set. Your name is actually entered into the drawing itself and that drawing will be held February 28th and you'll be notified by email as to whether you're the winner of the Love, What's Personality Got to Do with It book. Also, if you don't want to wait and you would like to be able to understand the relationships, not only yourself and your relationship, but relationships, the book can also be purchased on HayHouse.com or Amazon.com. I find that it's a great resource to be able to understand how to navigate through those times when you don't see eye to eye. And when I started writing the Love book, as always, any of you who have been listeners with me over the years knows that I always write a book that I think that's going to help other people. And I get into the process of writing book and get that epiphany like, oh, my gosh, this is for me. And one of the things that I found when I was writing the book, the Love book, is that I found myself one day sitting back in the chair and thinking, oh, my gosh, we really have to work at making love work, that it isn't something that's just a static process. It's a very dynamic process. And then I took another deep breath and I thought, you know, it's really amazing that relationships work, especially when we find ourselves paired with someone who is opposite of us, because love attracts opposites. The gift of that is it's to help balance us out so we get two completely different perspectives to help us in decision-making and moving forward. But that isn't always the case when opposites attract and all of a sudden that honeymoon time is over and those differences start to surface and become misunderstandings, irritations, and then ultimately can lead to conflict that, if not addressed, can actually cause the demise of a relationship. So again, I really, you know, applaud all of us who have been in relationships, who are in relationships right now, who are looking for relationships and really wanting to understand how to really work at making them work. Also, I have a couple of big announcements to share with you. If you were with me last week, this is kind of a repeat on it. I'm going to be doing my last show on Contact Talk Radio on February 25th. I've actually been doing radio for 10 years now, and I decided that it's really time to just step back and to look at the direction that I want to go. There's so many things that I've wanted to do. I've got a couple of books that I want to finish this year and get out. And then also I have some very, very exciting new certification programs that I'm going to be offering this year as well. And I felt like I just needed to step back and really devote my time to completing a lot of unfinished things that I've been dreaming about and wanting to do. So the most important thing that I can say to you is, first of all, is I love all of you. Thank you for your support. You've made this 10 years an absolutely phenomenal journey for me, both in my own growth and then sharing the information. But also I want to encourage you to be sure to get in my database. So when I finally hang up my headset and my mic, and I don't know how long, but I'm going to hang it up for a while, then what you'll do is you'll receive notifications of these new certification programs I'm going to be offering. And then also more monthly giveaways, new online classes, webinars, and then podcasts I'm going to be creating. So what I would like you to do is just be sure you're in that database, and then you can get updated on all of the exciting things that I have coming forward. So if you want to get in the database, you can, of course, enter to win in the drawing, or what you can do for the love book, or what you can do is on the homepage, bottom left-hand side says send a comment. Just send a comment and or your name and email address, and then what you'll do is you'll automatically be in the database. So again, I would love to have you continue to follow me. Contact Talk Radio has been my home for 5 years now. Great home. I've been welcomed back should I decide to. So, you know, it's just maybe just a sabbatical, I guess, but we'll just see where it all goes. So get in the database, enter to win, and so forth. Now, I have another very exciting big announcement to make. I received an email yesterday from the Dr. Oz Show and talked to the producer, and I am going to be appearing on the Dr. Oz Show on Tuesday, February 17th, and I'm going to be talking about the Personality Health Connection, and really this is the foundation that I really started even in doing my medical intuitive work, and it's really the result of a 25-year research program or study that I did on how personality impacts the health and why each of the four different personality colors has their own specific illnesses that they have a higher susceptibility to creating, and then also why they have very specific parts of their body that stress seems to show up, that is also part of the underlying aspect of the type of illnesses that they're susceptible to. So very, very exciting. I'm so excited to share this information. Dr. Oz and I actually shared stage time with each other when we were in the I Can Do It in Tampa many, many years ago. What a wonderful man and what he's bringing forward. And I am so OMG excited about being on the show. So what I encourage you to do is to please check your TV guide, find out when the Dr. Oz Show is and the station it is. And then I'm going to be on Tuesday, February 17th. So as I do with every Conversations with Carol show, I always ask the Celestial Helpers for kind of a sneak preview and insight to what's happening right now at this moment, and how what's happening energetically, and how is that energetically affecting us, not only individually, but collectively in the expansion of consciousness as we move deeper into this enlightenment sense of being, of who we are. And again, they went back and reiterated from the standpoint that, you know, 2015 is all about action. It's all about energy, and it's all about being supported and us finding the inner courage to be able to move us forward and manifesting those desires and dreams. This energy requires strength, stamina, steadfastness, purposefulness, and then also the will, using your willpower. One of the things that I have found with the energy that we've been in through January, and as we are today in February, is I've been dealing a lot with sleep issues with people and trying to get the quality of sleep. Maybe not so much the insomnia that we always think about, the difficulty trying to get to sleep, that if we wake up in the morning, during the middle of the night, getting back to sleep. But what I'm really finding is that and when we look at sleep, is people are waking up in the morning not really feeling rested. And they're feeling like, gosh, you know, I could really sleep for another 2 or 3 hours. So the energy now is all about action, and that really means taking care of your body and giving your body the rest that it needs. Interesting study came out today that was talking about the true benefits from a not only a health standpoint, but a psychological standpoint in decision making on the value of taking afternoon naps. Those naps, for the most benefit for the body, is actually no more than 30 minutes. And it's just refreshing, kind of resetting that boot up, that boot in the our inner computer. It's like rebooting ourselves. And I've got a whole bunch of Celestial Helpers talking to me, so please bear with me. It's like, okay, guys, slow it down a tad bit. So it's like we're being asked to reboot, recharge during the day to be able to be rejuvenated, be clear, restored, both from a health standpoint, giving the body those few minutes that it needs to be able to detox in a way to deal with all of the stress that we have physically been dealing with all day long. So again, we're looking at taking care of your body, listening to your body, and then by increasing your strength and your stamina and your steadfastness, what that really means is just really focusing on your body. You're going to be much less inclined to procrastinate, as they reminded me from when I asked them at the end of January, and they said you're going to also not rush into decisions as quickly as we used to until the decision is very clear. Also reminded me that this is the year of the sacred warrior. That means that creating the environment within yourself energetically, psychologically, and physically, where your masculine and feminine energy form sacred marriage or union, and being able to help you flow as needed. In our humanness, we think that we have to either be compassionate or we're a warrior, and that there's no combining the two. Yet from the sacred feminine, when it's important for us to be compassionate and being understanding, not only of ourselves or others, that feminine part of the sacred warrior, that compassionate part, the soul part, comes forward and creates a different kind of awareness. The warrior then follows up and comes in and gives us that push in the backside that says, okay, now let's go do it. Now, you may also find yourself in situations where the warrior is there because you're feeling like you're being compromised and in a defensive posture. In that case, if that masculine energy of the warrior comes forward, it isn't the warrior that's going to come in and really, you know, tear people apart or to point out all of their inadequacies, while the humanist may want to do that. But the sacred warrior says that it's time for you to step forward, to voice your truth in a way that is true compassion towards yourself. Be very sensitive of yourself. Don't berate yourself. Don't fall into the old beliefs that you're not enough, But take that warrior and use it in a very kind to yourself, compassionate to yourself way of being able to say to someone, you know, I don't agree with you, or this is my opinion. I understand our opinions are different, but this is my opinion, and it is important to me to hold that opinion. So the way the sacred warrior energy works is it allows us to comfortably use our field, our soul, and our human heart and our head to be able to move us into the behavior and then also the expression that is truly in alignment with who we are, so we don't feel compromised. So that is a lot of the energy that's really picking up in the momentum of the end of February and in March. It's like, yay, let's move forward. Let's get things done. Let's be clear. One foot in front of the other. It's not about the leap of faith. It's not about being, you know, led blindly into things. It's all about clarity, but it's also about allowing your field, your soul, your human heart, and your mind come together in a way that they decide what is the best expression, and they decide what is the behavior that truly expresses the authentic nature of who you are, that very core soul essence. And whatever is decided on from those three different levels are what we will express. And how that's going to feel is it's not going to create the conflict. The mind may try to, but we're going to feel at peace. We're going to feel at ease. We're going to feel like we're not challenging and we're not being challenged. It's just important for us to move ourselves forward and say what's important to us from our human heart and from our soul heart, so we will begin to be heard in a way that we can feel that joy, that peace, and that happiness as we move forward in this energy of 2015, the year of divine appreciation, and to be able to see ourselves differently and our lives differently. I'm going to talk more about that, but this is a Conversations with Carol show, so let's go ahead and jump in. Hi, Diana.
Hi.
Hi, Carol. How are you today?
Oh, I'm great. I'm so excited to talk to you.
Well, thank you, and I understand that you tried really early, and I am so pleased that you got back in, sweetie.
I am excited, too. I'm not usually home on Wednesdays, so I listen to the archives normally, but now I get to talk to you. Yay.
Yay, me too. How can I help you?
Once when I spoke with you, when I saw you in Folsom, you or on the phone, I can't remember, you said something about my eyes, and I have been having a lot of issues. It seems like my vision is getting worse quickly.
Okay.
Can you tell me anything about that?
I can. So have you seen, have you gone to see an eye doctor?
I have.
Okay. And did they give you drops?
The last time the doctor said, try these drops, and if they don't work, try some other ones, because the same drops don't work for everyone. But I never went back.
Okay. Okay. Did the drops work for you? They feel like they did for a short time.
Yeah, because my eyes get very red, and he said that it was allergies.
Yes. Yes. And so what it is the drops themselves are kind of a one-size-fits-all. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is that they can deal with any kind of conjunctivitis, which is the irritation of the eyelid itself that can cause, so I'm going to give you a visual, like a rough sandpaper feel on it, to where when you blink, it irritates the eyes. That can cause the eyes to become red. It can cause them to also become dry. It can cause them to become itchy. And also conjunctivitis or conjunctivitis, of the eyelid itself can be with allergies itself. So the drops that he suggests, or yes, it feels like a he, is that true?
Yes.
Yeah. The drops that he suggested was really saying, okay, well, if it's allergies, then it's going to help this. And if it has anything to do with the conjunctivitis or that irritation on the eyelid, it's going to take care of that. It feels like it gave you some relief at the very beginning, but then it feels like it didn't.
Right.
One of the things that I may offer that you can go at, let's see, I think you, I think they've now got it over the counter, is something called Sustain. And it's an eye drop that has, it moisturizes the eye in a way that it actually can deal with allergies. So I think that's the first thing we need to do, is we either need to get you back to get you on another drop to take away that irritation. That's what it feels like. And then also, did the doctor go in and actually do a vision check on you?
Yeah. I've gone to several different eye doctors. They have, okay. I have something, what's it called? Like a spot on my retina on one
right.
eye, and they're watching that so that it doesn't grow, but so far it hasn't.
Correct.
Yeah.
Is your concern that this is what's causing your vision to change?
Not really.
Okay.
I think I've had that for a long time, and it's a nevus.
Have.
That's what it is. Yeah, a nevus.
Okay, perfect.
And
perfect.
It's like a mole, I guess, and it's way high up, and they said it's flat, so it's all right.
Perfect. I just needed to see where you were going, because I'm picking up, well, and you don't have to be a medical intuitive. You've got a lot of anxiety around your sight and what's happening to it, obviously.
The reading is getting more difficult, and I need my reading glasses so much. I don't know if that's just age and normal, or if there's something wrong.
Right. Okay. So thank you for that. I needed to get you to help me go there so I could go through a lot of that kind of emotional distress that I was picking up. Like, you know, is this really something I need to worry about? Is it something that's going to cause me to lose my sight? So, your brain was awfulizing. It was in there going, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. So that's why I'd asked that question.
And I read about it all the time, and you said I'm yellow, and I think.
Yes. Yeah, and of course, anything with our head, we have to be able to see very clearly. So, all right. So let me, it feels like it's more the right eye than the left, true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Looking around. Did they mention anything about your very, very early stages of cataracts? Did that come up at all?
No.
Okay. It's so early, honey. I had to say that, because what it's doing is it's causing your right eye in particular to have to work harder to focus. And it's nothing that will be done with it. It's part of the aging process. I hate to say that, but it is. And
my father had cataracts.
Yeah, that's all it really is. And one of the things it feels like is that you're reached a place where you need multiple glasses.
Yeah.
You need computer glasses, so your eyes will stop, especially that right eye will stop, because that's your dominant eye, stop following those pixels. So it becomes more tired. That tired causes a lot of the irritation and so forth. But again, you don't have it yet, but I can feel the energetics of it. But it is impacting the way your eyes are changing, and that's why it feels to me like you need multiple glasses. It's also causing your eyes to feel like they're drying out, which could be part of the irritation itself.
Okay.
So
eye drops,
I think, really can work well for you. The other thing is your immune system goes, hello, hey, what about me, Carol? It's like, hi, what do you want to know, immune system? Are you under a lot of stress right now?
Yeah.
Now I know, you know why I'm laughing so much with you, because as yellows, it's like, no, you know, I really don't feel that way, Carol.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's like your brain is going, oh, yeah. It's like, oh, really? Am I really? All right. So one of the things to do is to focus on increasing your fluids. You might want to look at adding some, it feels like maybe float some cranberries. You could put some Fuji apple. You could use some lemon slices. You could put some lime slices if you wanted. You could float even some blueberries in it. Those things will actually absorb into the water itself, and that's going to help you detox some of the stress hormones that you have in your body. My sense is that if I touch what's happening with the eyes from the immune system, it's stress. It's that you feel like you're kind of eating at yourself. You can't see clearly. See the metaphors that I'm picking up?
Yes.
And so I would, and it doesn't feel like you have to really change your diet. It just feels like we need to hydrate you. We need to flush you out. And we need to be able to give you some of the vitamins that are associated with those different fruits without giving you a lot of the sugar. And that's what it really feels like. And that feels like it's going to help you with the digestion and possibly any allergies that you're experiencing.
Okay. I've been struggling with trying to lose weight. I've been using making smoothies. And I'm thinking maybe that I need to do more of that. So.
Yeah. What are you putting in your smoothies, sweet?
A little bit of protein powder, spinach, apple, some chia seeds, and water.
Okay, perfect.
In the morning.
Okay, good. Do you, any chance you can throw some blueberries in there?
Yeah, definitely.
Any chance you can throw some mango in there?
Mango, I've had problems with mango before. I think it's the skin I'm allergic to, but it gets
it is.
A rash. Yeah,
yeah,
but
that's
not the inside.
Exactly. So what you might want to do is, okay, so all my smoothie people out there are going to bristle when I say this, but what you might want to do is you might want to look at some frozen mango.
Yeah.
For some reason, mango feels like it would help detox you. If you were to buy frozen mango, I would probably only put two or three of the little chunks in it. It's already skinned. It feels like the freezing process changes the reaction that your body would have to it, but it feels like it's really important for your liver and then also for your kidneys. And and it's very alkaline. So that's something for you to consider. Again, always use your intuition, but that's what it feels like. But the blueberries definitely came in and go, yeah, let's drop some in there.
Okay.
Very good.
That's great. I have one other health question. I have,
yes.
I think, what is a cyst on my lower back, and it's causing more pain lately, and the doctor said if it grows that maybe I need to get it aspirated.
Correct. So what I would do is, and that is accurate, what I would do is, what it's doing is it's changing the muscle structure, and it's changing the vertebrae to the point where your back, your vertebrae in your back are constantly compensating for something that is abnormal there, and your muscles are trying to lock you down, so nothing is going to create a problem. When they do that, then we experience inflammation. Now, see, I've gone back to the immune system.
Mm-hmm.
And then what we do is then we start getting the pain or the discomfort, or we find ourselves wanting to wiggle in a chair or not being able to stand upright, where we're always adjusting ourselves. So in that particular case, here's how it feels to me. I would give yourself whatever time frame it feels to me, like 3 months, and then I would go in and I would check it, and I would actually ask to have it aspirated.
Okay.
And the reason for that is it isn't that I'm concerned that the cyst is a real problem. My main energy that I'm picking up with it is that your muscles are reading and your mind and immune system is reading that it is a problem. And what it's going to do is, whether it grows slowly or not, your brain body is saying, this is not where it needs to be. It's not what is normal, and we need to take care of it. So that's why I encouraged going in and no more than 3 months and going in and just asking questions and looking at, say, can't we just go ahead and do it? Why are we doing a wait and see? And go from there.
Because I've fallen before, and I fell hard on that side, and it seems like after I fell that it grew or something. It got
there's more inflammation there. You're absolutely right. I mean, there's more toxin buildup in the muscles, and and this is a fluid based cyst. That's why the person suggested that you aspirate it. And what it does is it just takes the pressure off of it.
Okay.
It's not part of the disc itself. It actually feels like it's just an anomaly that's just kind of a toxic site where inflammation and fluid builds up.
Okay.
So, but again, I would probably go back in 3 months. That's what your body's saying to me. You know, Carol, tell her not to go a year. Tell her not to go 6 months. It kept backing down. And it's not to be fearful of it, but it's like, okay, take the wait and see when it becomes such in the 3 month period of time, then go deal with it.
Okay. Is there I'm having so much trouble losing weight. Actually, every time I try, I gain it. And
correct.
Maybe I'm thinking about it too much, but and honestly, I'm eating too much. I know that.
Yeah.
Oh, and sugar seems to be a big issue, and I think my blood sugar is kind of high.
Yes. So let's just take away all the other stuff and say, sweetie, when you are stressed, you forget to eat. When you do eat, you're like you're eating for all the meals that you missed. Even if you didn't miss them, your body is in such a state of protection that what it's doing is it needs glucose. The best and easiest, quickest way of glucose is sugar. It gives the cells, woohoo, we're good to go, the energy they need, and then they feel like they crash and burn, and then you feel like you need more. What you're doing is your brain body is saying to you, I need to have the mental horsepower, I need to have the physical stamina to do this, and the easiest, quickest way is sugar. Most important, it's the stress. And if you can look at what's causing your stress and write it out, all of the things, do a brain dump, all of the things that's creating the stress, when it's out in front of you, your yellow will be able to sort through in a non-emotional way where you feel you have the most control of change, not where you're lacking, but where you have the most control of change in eliminating that stress. You will begin there. The weight will start to drop. Then the desire for sugar will start to drop. Then you can tackle some of the other areas. You've just got three big main things, it feels like to me, going on in your life, and they're all pulling at you at the same time and putting you in a stress situation. Put them down on paper, look at it, let your yellow choose which one, and then go for it. And that's going to help you.
Okay.
All right, sweet. I'm
Thank
so
you
glad
so much,
you got through. My pleasure, honey. And you have a wonderful day. I am going to take a quick commercial break. My other callers that are on the line, hang on. I'm going to get to you. I'll be right back.
If you have a question for Carol, call her now. Toll free at 1-877-230-3062.
Would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing. What color is your personality? Red, orange, yellow, or green? Now at Reitberger.com, Dr. Carol Reitberger, an international leader in the field of personality psychology, brings you everything you need to know about your personality. With Carol's innovative insights and personality assessment, you can finally live the life you desire, create more satisfying relationships, enjoy better health, and much more. So act now. Discover your personality color and find out about the personality colors of the people in your life, all at Reitberger.com. What you learn will change your life forever.
Well, thank you for joining me and welcome back. Today is a Conversations with Carol show. I thought, why not do two in 1 month? So that's what I'm doing. And I am taking calls. So if you have a question for me, 877-230-3062. Also want to remind you that I have posted the Divine 2015, the Divine Appreciation Webinar is now available for purchase on my site on www.ritberger.com. It's a 90-minute webinar, and it's all talking about what divine appreciation is. It defines it, how it can really change the way that you see your life and you see yourself. And then what it does is it's inspiring you to let your soul see yourself through the eyes of your soul. And in doing so, rather than an experience being OMG bad, then what will happen is you'll see, as your soul does, it's just an experience. What do you want to do with it? So, again, please go to my website. You can click on the slide at the top of the homepage, 2015, the Year of Divine Appreciation. That'll take you to the purchase page, give you a lot more information. If you decide you want to purchase it, you purchase it online, download it online, and you can begin to listen to the energy of 2015, which is seeing life and yourself through the eyes of your soul. All right, what I want to do, because it is a Conversations with Carol show, I want to jump in. And hi, Joellen from Indiana. How are you, sweet?
Hi, how are you? I'm so glad you're talking to me. I'm so happy.
I am so happy. And you know what, my love? I did get your last email, and you beat me to it. So thank you very much for reaching out. So let's go for it. What can I do to help you?
I guess I'm just, you know, checking the direction of where I'm going with my career. And, you know, we talked about education, and I went in that direction, and it just kind of blew up. And so I'm, you know, at a good place right now. I know I need something that taps into my creativity, and am I going in the right direction? Or, you know, I keep thinking of like travel, and you know, maybe, you know, consultant or overseas or blog or host, or I'm not sure.
Absolutely. So when we talked, and I encouraged you to go to Indiana to seek out the education part of it, is at the time that we talked, that really was a 50-50 possibility. And where you were is it was familiar. It was safe. It wasn't necessarily, as you and I both know, where you wanted to go. Mm-hmm. But it felt to me, when I talked to you and encouraged you to make that move, number one, is it got you out of the environment that you were in that would give you a breathing space. And then the second thing is it would put you into that environment where you could once and for all decide, do I really want to be in the educational world? And the answer to that is that it was like that last dot the I, and it's like, nope, didn't work. This isn't really where I want to go. Stop looking for it. Stop chasing those types of jobs. I want to go into my creativity. So from that particular standpoint, the benefit was that it moved you. The second benefit is that it close the door of staying in an environment that you and I both know in our conversation was a very hostile environment that was really stifling to your creativity, but more importantly, didn't give you that sense of freedom you need to be able to live your life. So moving in the direction of your creativity, absolutely. I found it very interesting. You beat me to the punch on the fact of travel and going to different countries. That feels very much in alignment with you. It feels like that movement, that travel. And I got places like Dubai. I got places like Asia when I went in. I got Japan. I mean, I got places that have, like Dubai, it has a real fresh, creative energy about it, a lot of textile there. And then I got, when Japan, kind of the old way of doing things, kind of the traditional, the real art form of things. I got you into Switzerland. I mean, I've got you bouncing all over Europe. And what it feels to me is all of those things are a gathering of information that is needed for you. It feels like you're in the decision of what you're going to do, but it feels like you need to see how the rest of the world looks at it and to go back and kind of hone some of your skills and some of the things that you know. So I do get travel. I do get travel abroad. I do get the creativity. I do believe that one of the things with the travel, you mentioned a blog, I thought immediately, it's like I could hear an angel saying, oh my gosh, she could write about her travel. She could write about what she's learning and how those different areas approach creativity and what kind of art do they have and what kind of the, and it's like a big travel blog. And what it'll do is it will build a following who will help guide you in their interest in where to go and to move this forward. So definitely, definitely, that feels very much in alignment for you. The one thing that I just felt is that it's important for you to commit to following your creativity through. And the reason for that is that you have in your family, and not your sister, but you have in your family a bunch of naysayers. They're going to see you like, oh my gosh, there she is. She's flitting off to here and she's doing all of this and she's doing all that. Sweetie, if you can be really clear, this is where you want to put your heart and what you want to bring to the world because it is you. And you want to do your creativity from a heart-centered place of who you are, Joellen. Sweetie, the field will deafen all of the naysayers and you can get on with your life without feeling like you're being tugged and pulled back into other people's comfort zones. Does that make sense to you?
Truly it does. It's just, I think when you said blog, it's like, how is my blog going to be different from anybody else's?
You know, it's your story. It's your story. It's your journey. It's done in a way that it's truly representing the essence. Every one of us, every human has within them a creative passion that is basically stifled because we have too much responsibility. We don't want to, you know, hear the wrath of other people. We just don't want to put up with their opinions, and we don't want to have to deal with all their, you know, things that they say that in many cases they think they're helping us, but oh my gosh, it's not. So it's your journey. It's your story. It's about eat, sleep, love. It's about the part of finding yourself in your creativity and inspiring others to follow their dreams, whether it's traveling around the world or it's just picking up a bead in my particular case and stop fondling, Carol, make something. It's giving myself permission to do that, others to give this, them permission, themselves permission. That's the importance. Something I want to share. I rarely will come in, but I'm going to do this. When I decided that I was going to write a book, and honestly, I didn't decide it. Louise Hay came to me and said, you're going to write a book. And it's like, oh my gosh, I don't even know how to write a book. And then I went in and it's like, well, why should I write a book? Look at all the books that are out there. I mean, why is my story going to be any different? It took me a long time and a lot of emotional clearing to get in to remember that I write from my heart. I write from my wisdom. And I had an angel come to me and say, Carol, you need to remember the three S's of the universe. Some will, some won't, so what? That gave me the courage. While it was one book out of a whole bunch, and especially in my love book and relationships, hundreds of thousands of titles, it was my story. And that's the importance of the blog.
So is this something that's going to be my financial sustenance, or is this, am I going to have a job alongside of that?
My sense is that when you get clear of what you want to create, not create in the blog, but create in your life, your quality of life, that's going to be the answer. My sense is that the blog will open up, and it can even be you can do video and get a YouTube channel and post that in your blog. What it's going to do is it's going to open the doors for people who will come after you, who want you to share your creativity, and they're going to pay you for it. I think that this is a calling card to open up the doors of the universe, to bring to you both the creativity, the passion that you have, the story that you have, you can share with others to inspire them, that is going to be your financial reward. It has multiple layers to it. People will want you to speak. It has the other reward of actually increasing the visibility of your creative endeavors, so people will want to buy your work. So there's multiple layers. It's just being clear and committing.
Which angel can I call on to help me with this?
Jophiel was one that, and it kind of came up for today with the energy when I was doing this. Jophiel is the angel that's called the Holy Liberator. Jophiel is the angel of the arts of creativity. It's about tapping into that creativity for that creative light to shine within us. And what Jophiel does is encourages us to look at things differently. That falls in alignment with the divine appreciation. Jophiel's ray is the color of yellow. That's intellect. It's wisdom that has sacred marriage. Use what you know works. Avoid what you know doesn't work. And then allow your heart, the wisdom of your heart, to move you forward step by step by step. So Jophiel. And you can go in, of course, there's lots of information on Jophiel on the internet. Doreen Virtue's got wonderful books around it. Stuart Pierce has got wonderful books about angels, more depth about Jophiel and how you can ask Jophiel's energy. And one of the things that Jophiel shared, and it's a perfect lead-in, sweetie, and thank you for being the magical being that you are. See, there's your creativity. Jophiel said to me, I'm supposed to share today on this show, and I wasn't sure when. Now's the time. Whenever you experience something, you ask yourself, does this limit me or liberate me? The second question you ask is, does this experience or this thought or this conversation decrease my energy or increase it? When you find that you feel liberated and your energy is increased, it's like a beacon of light that Jophiel helps you hold that will attract to you the experiences that you are looking for and opportunities to move yourself forward. So the energy is Jophiel.
Thank you.
You are most welcome.
Real quickly, my neck and my eyes.
Yes. So the neck is muscle. You're just, how you feel to me, sweetie, is you feel like you're like Seabiscuit. You're this thoroughbred that just wants to run with the wind. And you feel like you're just clamped down in a small little 5x7 paddock. And your body's tight. Your muscles are tight. Your neck is tight. When that, the neck gets tight, then what it does is then it comes in and it changes the whole muscle structure of the eyes, the head, the back of the neck, the shoulders, and everything. My sense is if you were to even do some ice and heat, that would help with you. You could go in and get a massage. You could work with someone who does network chiropractic just to be able to get the muscles relaxed. Feels like massages, but more. And from the eye standpoint is that we just need you to see differently. And actually, we need to get you out of Indiana.
Oh, bless your heart. All right, Carol. I could talk to you forever, but I know there's somebody else that needs to talk to you. So
thank you, my love. I am so, thank you. And thank you for your email. And, you know, divine timing. I'm so glad we got a chance to talk because it's just perfect. All right. What I want to do is I want to come in and let's go ahead and take Sue from Auburn. Hi, honey.
Hi, Carol. Thank you for taking my call.
You are most welcome. You feel very familiar to me.
Oh, yes. You worked with me with my son, David.
I got you. Thank you.
Yeah. This has nothing to do with him now. I'm much better,
good.
Thank you.
You're most welcome.
Okay, this is about me this time. We took a financial hit, And I am looking for something to reinvent myself, or do you see me, how can I generate some income for my family? My husband's not able to work, and so it's going to be up to me. And I kind of just would like some direction on where to go, because I've been outside of corporate America for a long time.
Right, right. Okay, so we're going to start out logically with this.
Okay.
So what I'd like you to do is I want you to ask yourself three questions.
Okay.
And the first question is, what am I good at? And this is really, if we were doing career counseling, this is kind of a learned behavior, learned skill analysis. So what are you good at? Are you good at administration? Are you good at team building? Are you good at HR? So what you do is you start, what are you good at? What talents, what skills do you bring to the table? Second question is, what do you enjoy doing? And this is more of a question of, what level do you want to work with people?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to work with them when they're, you know, just, this is their, the, excuse me for saying it way, but the people that says, this is my job, this is all I'm going to do, this is my responsibility, I'm not going to be open to taking anything else on? Or do you want to work with people that are innovative? Do you want to work with people who are game changers? So look at that. And then that starts to define the types of companies for you to go and look for. And it may be a corporation, and it may be a startup that has got, that needs somebody that's a visionary, that needs somebody that has the real hands-on, which you feel very strong in, the hands-on capability. So it could be a startup. It could be a startup. Startup with money, not a startup that, you know, somebody's still in the dreaming stage, very honestly.
Yeah.
And that can pay you for what you are looking for.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is that you want, the third question is, what do I really love to do? And that is the passion. That's the part of you that you're asking yourself, how do I want to make a difference in this world? This isn't, it's as strange as it sounds, sweetie, and I know you know this, so I'm going to put it to words. This isn't about you making money. It's about you doing something that makes a difference.
Okay.
And the money will follow. But if you put yourself in a position where it's all about the money, then honey, you're going to attract situations where it's the money. The first thing you're going to find is that you're going to find that what you're offered from a money certainly doesn't match your skill set. It isn't the type of place that you want to be with the people and everything, and it doesn't give you that passion.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to make money, then let's put money on the lower part of it, and then let's put yourself in the position to be able to move forward. It's something really interesting, honey, and I don't know why I'm going to say this, but it feels very strong in your field. There is an opportunity, and it feels like possibly two opportunities for you in the Grass Valley area. There's a tremendous amount of money and industry and corporate up there that feels like they could use your talent. Have you started looking there?
No, I haven't started looking at all. I'm just putting this into place and giving myself a game plan.
Okay, perfect. So go with those three questions. And then what I would do is, it feels like it's kind of in your backyard.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't mean like you're going to have to be, you know, a commuter. You could. It could lead to you doing some traveling. That feels very real in it. But it's where you can really, truly make a difference. And for some reason, Grass Valley came up.
That's right up the street from me.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It is. And there's a lot of technology that's coming up there, and a lot of opportunity. And so I don't know why. It just felt like that might be a place to just go online and see what companies are up there, what corporations are up there. It's just, that's where it just wanted me to send you to start.
Okay.
So that's the next thing. And then once you go through those analysis of who you are, the one to focus on is, what do you really love to do, meaning what do you passionately feel strongly toward,
mm-hmm.
and how do you want to make a difference? And take one of those things on the laundry list. Use your intuition. Take one of those things on the laundry list, because it's going to surprise you, the laundry list, as you get into this. And take one and sleep on it. Just put on a piece of paper. Don't tell anybody about it. put it on a piece of paper, sleep on it. The next morning, read the piece of paper. If you feel like, oh, MG, this is it, that gives you, again, another step in the direction that you want to look for in the type of job and the type of corporation or the business. If it doesn't, no big deal. You're just sorting through. Then take another thing that I really love to do this, and then sleep on that one. Because in the sleep, the soul and the true heart part of us and how we want to make a difference comes forward. The mind is in la-la land, that psyche that's in there like, oh, really, you want to do that? I don't think so. It's in la-la land, so we just use the soul and the energy of the human heart to be able to help us in the clarity. You will be surprised how quickly you will get a job, and my sense is that it's not going to be a job. It's going to be a couple of offers. And now you're going to get to have the dilemma of which one you're going to take. But
okay.
It's going to happen quick. I don't know why. You know, I'm not a fortune teller, but that's it. So, sorry, love. I have to run. Thank you for staying with me and being patient. All of you, love you. Thank you. Have a wonderful week. And I'm going to not see you next week on the radio. I'm going to be on the Dr. Oz show. But I'm going to be back on February 25th. But listen to my replay because it has a lot of relevancy to the energy. Light and love to all of you. I'll see you on the radio in a couple weeks.
You've been listening to The Carol Reiberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.reiberger.com. That's www.reiberger.com. See you soon.